Hello and welcome back to Down This Slope. We've got cheery faces because Hibs got 3 points. They might not matter too much, but we've got four guys who are going to touch on it lightly before we dive into a whole squad cull throughout today's episode. But Dave, you're back on. How are we doing?
I'm very well, mate. I was at the St Johnstone game. It was a lovely day out. And yeah, I'm very healthy and happy and delighted to be on with you guys again.
That is the most wonderful thing I've ever heard. And you must have been feeling all sorts of like vivid emotions as your two favourite humans of all time both scored, one of which was a screamer.
I did have a semi for the majority of the game, it has to be said. Never been so excited to see Paul Hanlon come on a pitch. And I almost came on the pitch as well, but there you go.
Oh my God, that's how we start. Craig, you're back on for the first time in a while. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm not bad. I don't know how to follow that one up. That was a great intro.
Did you end up going to the game?
No, I was working, mate. I decided to patch the away games, to be honest. The sort of meaningless games kind of took over, so no, I didn't bother with that one.
And the meaningless means that you miss Dylan Venti, Emiliano Marcondes and Paul Hanlon ripping it up. So shame on you, there. Craig.
I know. Sounds terrible. But...
And Liam, did you end up catching the game?
I saw bits of it, to be honest, mate. I did watch most of it back sort of last Saturday night, Sunday morning. Yeah, I had other things to do on Saturday. I was just like, I'm gonna see some people and spend some time with my pals rather than watching the Hibs game on a dodgy stream, because there was no chance I was going up to McDermott Park for a meaningless game on a Saturday. Terrible fan. Losing major fan points for that, I know, but fuck it.
Nice. Well, Dave, at least you've got all the fan points in the world. So you're going with it, Dave. You're going with it. But just before we get into the main crux of the podcast, a few of you guys sent in some talking points that we're going to cover, and then we'll dive into things. So Rebel Hybe said, a better performance from the collective, but once again let down by poor individual performances. Good performances from Hanlon, Rocky, Obita, Cadden, Nathan Mariah Welsh, Mizian, Venta, Campbell, in his opinion. Jesus, so we've got...
Pretty much everyone then.
Most of the team were good. It was a performance that gave me more confidence in Monty. Dave, I know that you're very trusted process when it comes to Monty. Do you think that Saturday was a sign of things that could come next season if we stick with him?
To be honest, the difference between that and the last St Johnstone game was that we took our chances, right? And I know that the stats will say we created probably some better chances with better opportunities to score, but we had the same set up, the same style of play against them at Easter Road. We had, again, if we'd taken any of those early chances, you would have seen the same thing, because the Johnson would have had to come out a bit and try and push forward, and we would have exploited that. So the style hasn't changed. And I know that on the Long Bangers podcast, Matty and a couple of others were saying that they were moving the ball forward quicker. I think they were able to do that because they had pushed out a bit more, right? There's a bit more space between. So I think we would have done the same thing at Easter Road if that had been the case. So, it's everything I've been seeing all season, and I know I'm one of the few that sees it. So, yep, I'm looking forward to next season, and the Monty project continues.
Hey, we love to hear it. And Craig, we got in from Kev Wilson. He said, build the attack around Dylan Venti next season, and he'll score 20 to 30 goals. Obviously, we saw the goal from him at the weekend kind of running off the back. It's not really a goal we've seen from Venti. Maybe the one at Kilmarnock kind of falls into that bracket, but... Are you in the same boat as Kev? We need to kind of reshape the attack around Venti?
I'm definitely a Venti pro guy. I don't know about build the attack around him, to be fair, but I would definitely. I've been quite consistent. He's my starting striker. I think he's been injured, so obviously it's difficult to say he should have started more games, but no, he's my striker, so I agree to a degree with Kev.
Right. And Liam, do you think that 20, 30 goals is a bit ambitious, or do you think that Venti is capable of that if we do set the team up well?
No, I don't think it's overly ambitious at all, to be honest. But I think in a fully functioning attacking team where you're not asking your sort of main centre forward to do a huge amount of pressing, and you're asking them to focus maybe more on the attacking facets of the game. I think it's definitely achievable in our league, but we need to start putting, like, we need to start putting teams away, and we've not been putting teams away this season, and therefore we've only scored what, that's just only the second occasion we scored 3 goals in a game. If you're going to get to 20 plus 30 or going on 30 goals a season, quite a lot of those goals are just the cherry on top type goals. They're not the winners in a 1-0 game. They're just the wee added sprinkling of extras that you see in games. And I think those are the kind of goals we've not been scoring this season. So I think that would be pivotal if he was to get to that kind of mark this season. But I certainly don't think it's impossible. I think he's definitely capable of it.
Nice. And then one more question and we'll get rocking and rolling. I hate to leave it on a negative, but anyway, we'll do it nonetheless. David MAGD36 asked, did leaving Hanlon out cost us top six? Do you think it was Monty's decision? We've had it on authority before that it was Monty's decision to not elect not to start Hanlon. But do you think that leaving Hanlon out cost us top six? Liam, come to you first on that one.
I think it's really hard to say. I mean, that's one of those, like, that's one of those sort of intangible questions. Do I think we would have been a better team, Paul Hanlon, than the team since whenever he was dropped, November, Christmas? Yes. Does that mean we'd have got top six? I don't know.
Dave, I think I know your answer.
Yes, no doubt. Move on. Probably third.
Third? Oh my God, Craig. If Hanlon started the whole season when he was fit, do you reckon top six would have been ours?
No. I don't think we were good enough overall. And also, you know, saying, was it Monty's decision? I mean,
yeah.
To not play him, who else is going to make that decision? Monty's the manager, so he's the one that's dropped him.
I agree with that to an extent. But I do also think there is very much a mood music from the club's hierarchy that we're moving on from Hanlon and Stevenson, not just Monty. So I do agree with that to an extent, but the model at a football club like ours is such that the manager is just one person who is, or the head coach is just one person in an array of stakeholders who are making decisions about players' futures. So actually, if the club have made a conscious decision to move on from Hanlon this summer, you'd argue if the manager's here for the long term, what's the point in playing him till this summer and then every game and then just not playing him any longer? Surely you would get yourself in a state of preparedness for next season and start playing Fish and Bashiri every week, or two other centre-halves that are at the club.
Well, very, very shortly, we're going to come on to deciding who should be at the club. We'll have a segue. And just to say, in my opinion, you start your best player. If we'll get to the list of centre-backs, and Paul Hanlon is levels above the other options that are in that category, in my opinion. I don't think that Fish or Rocky individually have shown enough to start over Hanlon at all. But we can debate that soon. But guys, as we've touched on a couple of times already, we're going to go through the entire squad. Liam, how many names have we got in here?
Oh, mate, I kept on adding them as the day went on. I think at last count it was 43 players, maybe more actually. In the end, when we come to the section, this is a wee, set the listeners a wee question here, Harry. Before we start, we want the listeners to guess how many centre midfielders there are in the 43. And actually, we'll take guesses for Craig and Dave before we start. How many centre midfielders out of the 43 do you think there are?
What, at the club?
Uh-huh. Dave?
Who, right,
come on,
you're ignoring wingers and all the rest of it, right?
So centre midfielders, well, yeah, right. That's generally what a centre midfielder is.
Well, I know, but it depends on who you class as what, right? So I would say there are, how many, 43? I would say there are 11 in the centre mid position.
Craig?
Eight.
Well, we'll come on to it, guys.
We'll come on to it.
Keep you in suspense. Can I just say, Liam asking how many central midfielders, and Dave clarifying, not wingers. Not strikers either, Dave, just to confirm. But all right, cool. Liam has made us a very lovely little spreadsheet, so I'm going to pull it up, and we can all admire what's going on here. Can you guys see it okay?
All right.
Lovely. Okay, so, and watch this, by the way. Okay, so we're going to start with goalkeepers, and we're just going to work our way down through the team, position by position. And the format for this is we're going to say start, so players that we think could viably start. If we're slightly more than 11, that's fine. I don't think we'll get to that stage, though. We're going to say bench, who we think could be good squad players for next season. Move on for players who are either out of contract or we would like to see sold, or, and this will mainly be for the youngsters, loan, in which we think we don't want to see them completely cut ties with the club, but we think a season out on loan for development could be good for them. We've got four categories, and then we've got the final call little section there at the end. If we go 2-2, which will probably happen at some point, we can have a bit of a debate, and then we can decide unanimously what the final call will be. Any questions, boys? Are we happy?
And this is what we want, not what
this,
we think.
This is your personal opinion of what the squad look like in your opinion. Yeah.
Yep. Cool.
Sweet. Okay. Well, we'll start it off with name order and then we'll mix it up. So, Craig, David Marshall, are you start, bench, move on, or loan?
I'm going to start strong and say put him down like a bad horse.
get him out, Sharon. Get him out.
Tesco Burgers.
Jesus.
Jesus, all right, Dave, are you in the same boat?
I am, but I was, no, it's poor horse, man, Jesus.
Liam, any complaints?
I think I'll be loan for David Marshall the next season. See how he develops with a view to maybe bringing him back at the ripe old age of 40 and giving a run in the first team.
All right, I'll ask the stupid question. I got a stupid answer, right? Thanks, Leo. can I just say, I think that David Marshall hasn't been quite as bad this year. I think he was a lot worse last season. And at the start of the season, he was pretty poor. But I think from like January, February onwards, he's actually been a bit better. Not good enough, in my opinion, to warrant a new contract. But I do think there's a lot of people that have slated Marshall more than they should have done. Are any of you in agreement with that? Or do you think that just...
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah.
Like, he's okay, right? He made a couple of decent saves at the weekend, but he also had an absolute howler. We almost gave it away. So that's just the way he is at the moment. So, and he's 39. So it's a no-brainer. Move on. Yeah. Next.
Right. Well, Dave, you move on next. Maximilian Boric.
Keep him on loan. He's still a young laddie. Let's see what happens.
Cool. So loan for Dave. Craig?
Same.
Liam?
To be honest, the highlights of that Arbroath, it's only highlights, but that Arbroath Queen's Park game, I saw enough in that highlight section to say no thank you. That was genuinely, I don't know, I've never seen in a 6-0 defeat a goalkeeper be at fault for almost all six goals, so that's a hard move on for me.
Oh, what a hard move on, Jesus Christ.
No thank you. I would have no faith in him. Hibs fans and their anxiety with goalkeepers is bad enough as it is. I'd have no faith in him starting a game for us next season. None whatsoever.
Was he just making stinkers or what?
Oh, mate, like, he got rounded twice. He came for a ball, missed the ball. Shot went under him for one of them. Honestly, I'll send you, it was quite a few
Should
months
ago. Lobbed as well, eh?
But I saw it. I had a bit of an vested interest, rather, because I was rooting for someone else, and he got a game, and just it was just so bad, mate, so bad, like so bad.
Well, Dave,
their fans still rate him. Eh? That's the odd thing. Their fans are still saying they reckon he's all right and he's got potential. Eh? So it's
really?
A weird because he has let in loads. I think he's maybe up against it every week, to be fair.
Which is surprising because our bro fans are up in arms about everything at the moment. Yeah. That wee sort of period of good times under Dick Campbell, and it's gone down like a hooker on a bad night in the last couple of weeks.
Craig, Dave, either he's convinced or he's still happy to lock in the loan?
He's still not. What is he? 20, 21?
It's like 23 or something, is he not?
No, I don't think he is. I think he's still young.
Right, well, we'll lock it. We've got a lot of players to get through, guys. So we'll lock in the loan for now. We might revisit.
You're right. He's 21. Yeah. I'll take it back. He's 21. Right. Okay.
Right. And plus, okay. if he was the keeper that had scored the screamer for Arbroath, then I think we'd all be saying start him because that was class. But unfortunately, I think even he's been moved on. Separate story. Murray Johnson, legend, is going to be at some point in his life. I personally think stick him out on loan for a year. I think he probably should have been for the duration of this season. It's a shame it kind of got cut short due to injuries. But Liam, would you say loan for Murray Johnson?
I would, but based on how this cars are probably going to land here, that's probably leave us with no first-team goalkeepers next season, if I make that decision. Let's do what's best for the player. Let's say loan.
Craig?
If I was to do what I want, I would probably have him bench, but I would do the old Matt Massey thing that we'd done a few seasons ago, play him in the cup games. But it's difficult now because the cup games at the start of the season are almost like your pre-season friendlies, so you'd probably want your starting goalkeeper in to get used to that. But I'd have Murray Johnson as the number two.
Fair, so bench, first bench. We've seen David. Who's bought you in, loan or bench?
I'd loan him only because I want him to get games and consistent games week in, week out. And he's missed that this season because of the nonsense that went on with putting him on loan, bringing him back, and then keeping him here and just basically sat around doing nothing. So a wasted season. He needs to get a full season under his belt in
I'd
the
also be
championship
happy
at
with
least.
that, just for the record. Like I'd be happy if he'd done that as well.
I completely see both sides of the coin, but I just think if he'd been out this year and he'd got a good like 30 games under him, I think 100% bench for me I would have been happy with, because then you get the development games and a couple of cup games. But yeah, I'm hoping it's not stifled his development at all, but whoever managed that, it was a bit of a shambles. Jojo Walcott, I'll start with him as well. I'll say bench just because, based off Liam's point, I want to have at least one keeper at the club. And I think if you're bringing in two keepers over the summer, I think at least one of them's going to be Howfin. So Walcott, we've not seen too much from, but I'd rather the problem you know than the problem you don't. Craig, come to you next on that. Walcott, what are you saying?
It's a difficult one, to be honest. When I was thinking about this earlier, I was kind of swithering because I feel like it's a bit harsh to say move on because I don't think we've really seen too much of him to make a sort of sweeping judgment about him. But it just doesn't seem like he's going to be number one. He signed for a fee on a 3-year deal, so you would have thought that he would have been number one and getting a game ahead of Marshall. But I don't know. I'll probably just say move on. Punt them down to England or something.
Can we just stop a second? You absolutely slated Marshall, said put him down like a dead horse, and then you pussyfooted around. What's happening there? Why does
No,
Walcott deserve the respect?
because Marshall's played every game, so I've seen enough to make a judgment. I don't hate Marshall. To be fair, I was a bit strong in that, but
Oh.
nah, I don't know. I just think I've seen enough for Walcott.
Nice. No, it's the attitude we love, Craig. Dave, what are you saying?
Assuming we get a decent keeper in, then no issue hanging about on the bench.
And Liam?
I'm gonna go with Craig and say move on because we paid a fee for a guy who's not been good enough to oust David Marshall, and I just think even if we have to go in the summer and sign two, probably let's be honest, because we normally rock with three goalkeepers. I think I would rather do that than just have guys around who we've kind of seen enough of and decide aren't good enough. So I'm in the camp for moving on.
Okay, so I'll give a bit of an argument back, and anyone of you can argue, and others can decide. So, in terms of keeping him, if we're sticking with Monty, which is obviously looking like the case, then Walcott was brought in because he's good with his feet. I know we've not seen too much of him, but I think that was part, like a major part of the reason why we brought him in. So, in terms of having someone that's comfortable in the system, in theory, that would be another reason for me keeping him. Craig or Liam, if he's wanted to double down with another reason, I'm definitely happy to be swayed here.
I don't even know how much a goalkeeper needs to be comfortable with the system, to be honest. I think a goalkeeper has just got to be a good goalkeeper or a bad goalkeeper. And I'm very much of the view that if you've had a year at the club and you've not been fancied over someone who has been okay at times this season, but has at times also underperformed, and he's probably not, let's be honest, he's not on second choice goalkeeper wages. He was brought in for a fee, so he's on first choice goalkeeper wages. I think we could get just as much for less money from a second choice keeper.
Dave, he's probably swayed me enough to put that red. Are you happy with
Basically couldn't care less, to be honest with you. Right, so just I'd bench him just in the case that we spent money on him, and that's the reason I would keep him. But I don't think we'll get money for him if we try and sell
We should put that out as a preview for this episode. I basically just couldn't care less,
him.
Dave G.
Goodness. All right. Here's one that's difficult for me. All right. We've done our goalkeepers essentially. We've not got a single starter at goalie, so that's a great start, boys. But we're off to a flyer. Then up stepped Paul Hanlon, Highbury through and through. Craig, what's the verdict?
It's easy for me. Keep. I want him in and around the squad.
It's no keep, is it? It's either
start. I'm sorry,
there's no,
I'm
there's no
bench.
conditional formatting for keep.
So are you saying start or bench?
That's my fault. Start.
Start. Oh, start
sorry,
next.
Bench. Fuck
Oh,
off, bench.
backtrack.
No, nah, squad player.
Aye, okay.
I love that we're 5 players in, we've not got a single start yet.
And mate, looking at this, it's going to take
Jeez
a while.
All.
All right, Liam, what about yourself?
Bench for me as well. I think we should keep him around for continuity purposes. We're going to have to sign two, probably three centre halves in the summer. I think he's more than good enough to get another year. Would I want him starting every single week? Probably not at this stage in his career.
And Dave?
I agree with that.
Cool. I
and
think
it hurts to see it, but I don't think I'd be here anyway. But yeah,
unanimous,
like to keep him around.
Unanimous.
There's going to be someone in the comment section or on Twitter that's like, you guys are the reason that this club has been held back for so many years. Because apparently, if you like one Hibs player, then that's
accepted mediocrity.
So,
I was going to say,
exactly.
Wait till I tell them we're starting Stevenson, then they'll be fucking up in arms.
Jesus. I know, because I remember we were away in Luzerne and then walking out, I was like to Craig, I was like, yeah, how good was Hanlon tonight? And some guy literally shouted, you're the problem with this club. And I was like, we just got through in Europe, lad. Let's behave ourselves here. But yeah, Dave, talk to me. Rocky Bashiri.
Bench.
Any disagreements with that, Liam?
I'm going to be honest that if we were to, based on his performances, for the second half season and them being decent AFCON, if a bid was to come in for Rocky Bashiri in the summer it was acceptable, I would move him on. I'd move past him because I think we can get better with the money. I think it's incredible. There's a 24-year-old centre back who's still as raw as he is. I'm not saying he's a bad footballer, but I would not be against moving him on in the summer.
Craig?
I would go with bench, but at the same time I agree with Liam. If to get any kind of bid then I would take it, to be fair, but I would bench him.
My take on Rocky is I think that he's good enough to be the third or fourth, like I think a solid backup. Like I wouldn't, if we enter next season with him in our like starting, I think we've recruited even worse in the last few years. But I'm very comfortable with him. I think he can be, I know he's got a clanger or two in him, but what centre back doesn't in Scottish football? So that's where I stand on him. I'll kick off. I don't know if it's controversial with Fish, but I would move on. I wouldn't want us to sign him next season. I think he was very good last year, especially in the second half of the season. But I think this season, I don't know if you remember, but I think maybe the first 9 goals or so this season, he cost us. And ever since then, I've been like...
That's amazing. A bit harsh, maybe. The first 9 goals of the season.
I remember someone putting a thread together, and honestly, like, I know it
really?
Sounds unbelievable, but it was literally like every goal we conceded, he'd done something. And I'm not saying that's happened the whole season, but ever since then, I've struggled to move on from it, to be honest. And yeah, I think there is a player in there, and I think he'll do middle of the championship at some point in his career, will probably be his peak, but I don't think he's what we need if we want to kick on for third. Liam, you've got the floor.
Well, for a Man United perspective, it'd be a loan. But for a Hibs perspective, it's definitely move on. I've seen enough.
Dave or Craig?
Move on.
Any justice for him, Craig? Or are you happy to move on?
I think he's a better defender than Bashiri, but I'd also move him on.
Ooh. So how can you have him on the bench? How can you have Bashiri on the bench then?
Because Bashiri's down at a deal.
Yeah, fair. So I'm just trying to
be going
up.
In my way to get Fish, but if Bashiri was a lone player, I definitely would not be getting him.
Nice. I think, can I just cover off everybody for Riley Harbottle and say move on? Has anybody got any justification to not move on?
The only challenge I would have to that is we would maybe get more value or more return on our investment if he was to go and have a loan somewhere next season where he was successful. He obviously didn't go on loan first half of the season. I think he's played quite a lot for Colchester, but they've been struggling at the bottom end of League Two. I think we're very unlikely to recoup any of the investment we made on him. So I think if we were to move him on, we're essentially just cutting our losses. Whereas with a loan, I think we could hopefully potentially recoup something. He's still young, he's English, he's a centre-back who's physically ready. Potentially a loan would be better for him.
So a loan for Liam. Dave?
For Harbottle, I'll move on.
Craig, his side of the divider, you on, or you move on or loan?
What kind of deal is he on?
I think he's
I'm
gone
just
on
trying to
2 years,
find
if I'm not
out. Year
mistaken.
deal, aye, so
Because I think it was
three
three.
left.
No, two left. I'll go with Liam. Liam convinced me of his argument, so I'll say
Did we
loan.
pay money for him?
Yes.
Did we?
Fucking
Was
hell,
it,
Nottingham
who was it we got him
Forest.
from again? Oh,
Nottingham
Forrest, that was it.
Forest.
Aye. Because he was notorious for playing at left centre back despite being right footed, wasn't he? That was the whole thing that they sold us on when we brought him in.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And then Lee Johnson played him at right back against Livingston. Some shout
Aye. I'm traumatised by that, so I'm still happy to rock and move on
there,
unless you guys are adamant you want him to be loaned.
lad. Fine.
McClelland. How old's McClelland? That's a good question.
35.
What's your take, Liam? Are you move on for him or alone?
Oh yes, get move him on.
Aye. Anybody any different?
Yeah, he's at his level.
Yeah, some players, guys, just for our listeners here, we're not going to discuss because what's the point? Blaney is another one I don't think is worth discussing because I think loan. Loan.
Yep. Needs to be somebody who's actually playing the week in, week out.
Yeah. Who's
Same
the
with
end of the
Johnson.
season?
He moved. He was at. Was he not at Queen of the South or something? And then
No,
moved
that was
on Queen's
McClelland,
Park.
I think.
No, it was he's is he Fife? I'm sure he's at Harry. You should know that.
Oh. Was it
He's
play?
at East Fife. He went on trial. He went on trial to Southampton, and I think maybe December, January, and loads of fans were up in arms about the fact that we were letting a player go on trial to Southampton, and then he was loaned to East Fife for the rest of the season. So.
Oh God. Yeah, no, Hibs fans are always really accurate when they get up in arms about people moving
Aye.
clubs because obviously Laidlaw is the world's greatest striker after moving last season. Obviously he's got a
And
whole career ahead of him, but
you were one of them, Harry. You were outraged when Stevie Bradley moved on. I remember that.
mate,
You were basically crying on a podcast
mate,
because Stevie Bradley moved on.
COVID tax will not forget his performance against Hamilton when we beat them 4-0 and it hit the bar. It was fantastic and I don't regret anything. And my dad's got a mate who's a Livingston fan that says Stevie Bradley's magic. So there you go. At least one person backs
Is that
him.
magic? Can I get a
Um,
game?
well, I'll start off next. I love Lewis Stevenson. I think he's magic. But if we're talking from a player sense and playing, I would move on. I think that the difference between him and Hanlon, in my opinion, is Hanlon, I think, still puts in starting caliber performances that I'd trust him to play 10 games, say, in a season. But with Stevenson, I'd be comfortable with him coming off the bench, but I wouldn't want him starting any games realistically. And I don't think that's what we need. But if he could stay around in a coaching role, obviously, I don't want to ever see him play for anyone else. Dave, Lewis Stevenson.
Despite him being absolutely brilliant as a winger at the weekend, and he was like rapid and running past them, yeah, let's move on. Move on. It's a terrible day when he leaves the club, but
100%.
love him.
Craig.
I have to go bench because I can't cope with the fact the thought of Lewis Stevenson playing for anybody else. So
Oh, no, couldn't do it. Liam.
Reluctantly move on.
As a gutter, like, and that's the thing with Stevenson. He is really versatile, and people don't really give him credit for that enough. Mind last year, he was our not last year, sorry, the season before, and he ended up being our best central midfielder for about 2 months.
He played right back this season and hit the bar. Yeah. Fact, start him. Christ.
5-year deal.
Oh, Jesus. All right, Oscar McIntyre. Is that another one that we're all going to say loan for?
I think so. Aye,
Yeah.
better loan second half of the season for him at Annan. So
He's at
loan,
Annan, yeah.
yeah.
Okay. See, Liam's smart. He's got the deets on this guy. Guys, yes! I'll kick us off, boys. We got a start. We got a
Mate, how
start.
many players has that taken?
I was
1,
going to
2,
say that's
3,
the
4.
first one.
That's the
Just sold my
13th
car.
player. I was getting
13th
worried.
player to Jordan Obita, and he's my starter. Boys, are we unanimously green? Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Good to hear.
Fucking hell, that was painful.
Oh,
13 players
Jesus.
to hit a starter. That is Hibs recruitment in the last few years laid out in Technicolor for you.
Christ. But let's just talk about Obita for a second here, because we've kind of had to be not overly positive. I think Obita has been our player of the year for my money. I think he's been really good. I think it took him maybe a month or so to settle in because Johnson kept playing him at wing. But I think as soon as he kind of became the left back, he just kind of took that as his own. Craig, how good's Obita been?
Been class, loved it. Consistent, performer, which has been quite rare in our team this season to have somebody actually sort of playing a decent level week in, week out. So I enjoyed him this season.
Liam, any thoughts?
I know. I've the one person I'd like to reply to. I can't remember who, but I included him at about sort of December time as a we put out who's been the player of the season so far, and I included his name. And someone replied to about 20 laughing emojis and said Jordan Obita. I wish I could find who it was, but I would just like to say to that guy.
That does ring a bell. And Craig, if you want to throw me under the bus, if you can remember, at the start of the season, I was like, that boy cannot play left back because he came on as a left back against someone and he was humpty. It was his like second game for Hibs and he was dreadful. And I was like, he can play on the wing, but we can't have him at left back because he looks terrible defensively. Then obviously he's been solid since.
Harry, you went with your sort of usual measured approach when a player has a bad game in his first five games and yeah, had a level-headed response to that one of he's fucking shite.
But I've bounced back since then, boys, so it's all good. And Dave, apart from Paul Hanlon, has he been our best left-sided centre back for that one performance against Rangers?
You know he has, right? And might have been again. Might have been top six if we'd played him there all the time. If Hanlon wasn't available, but, no, he's just been uber consistent in the squad and 7 out of 10 guy, pretty much guaranteed every week. And that's kind of what you want. So yeah.
And Dave, you kick us off with Chris Cadden, obviously back from injury, and I think he's impressed, it's fair to say.
I would still start him, to be honest. I really like Chris Cadden. I've always liked Chris Cadden. I don't understand where all the shite comes from about, you know, you can't tackle, you can't stop crosses or wrist. It's like he's as good as anyone else in the league at that kind of stuff, to be honest. So he's much better than Miller. It's different. It's like night and day compared to Miller. So for me, he starts. He gives us more getting forward. He's absolutely fine defending. His fitness is phenomenal for that area of the pitch. So yeah, keep him. It's not an area I would think we need to worry about for next season.
Liam, I think you might have similar vibes, so I'm going to come to you next.
You know I'm a big Cadden
Yeah.
fan, and I think he's proved his value to the team coming back from injury. He's been since he's been back one of, if not our best performer since he's back in the team. It's definitely a start for me. Chris Cadden's more than good enough to be a starting fullback for a third, fourth place team in this league. More than good enough.
Any disagreements, Craig?
I'll lean more towards bench.
Explain yourself.
I don't know. I think I find them a wee bit suspect defensively at times. There's a couple of goals that I wasn't sort of delighted with. One random one, and that's going to be like, that's actually a wee bit unfair of him because he literally just come back. But Inverness away when we conceded the goal later on, felt he's at fault for that one. There was a goal against Rangers at Ibrox, and the ball come in from his side. And I thought he should have done better to stop the cross. I can't remember what one it was and who scored. Maybe the first one with Tavernier volleyed it in. But I get, it's not one that I would like be absolutely fuming if he was a starter. But I'd like us to pick up better than that, maybe, if we're going to be spending a bit of money.
Fair. Being honest, whilst he was out injured, I 100% would have said bench, but I think he's done enough to impress me enough that I would say start now, to be honest. I think he brings something going forward, and I think that's important in the style that we're playing. And we'll come on to him in a sec. Are we all just saying loan for Whittaker? I think he,
Yes.
yeah, there's not really any point keeping him. Anybody bench or are we all loan?
No, I need to loan.
Needs a loan.
Will he be old enough to go out for loan properly?
At some point next season, I think 17, you can go out on
Is
loan.
it 17, right? Yeah.
Yeah, so he's not old enough just now, but yeah, he will be at some point next
He's
season.
still 16.
Yeah, he's just like this. I think he's a
Oh, he
whole
was like just
size.
turned
Oh,
16 when he made
yeah.
his debut. Like he wasn't
That's
long turned
mad. I think
16.
it's quite
Nah, it's
harsh on him
crazy.
playing him in that many games,
Yeah, I
that
agree.
young. Hey, Jesus. Miller, see the thing is, see if like there's so many games I can think of where he played so well. And then there's so many games I can think of in which he was an absolute calamity. So I think he is the epitome of bench for me. I think if we can get him being consistent, I think you've got a really solid player there. But it's just when he's bad, like proper not good. Dave, come to you.
I would move him on if I could, to be honest.
Ooh.
I think he does have the occasional good game. He's a bit of a powerhouse, all the rest of it, but ability wise, he just, I don't know, I've said this before, I think maybe on this group, but it looks like he just found a spherical ball this year and been playing with the rugby ball up until then. So, yeah, he's, I mean, the boy's a very athletic player, just put the ball at his feet and it just looks like he's never seen it before half the time. So, no, move on if we can get some money for him.
Craig, two ends of the spectrum, where are you falling?
It's difficult because the right back's a wee bit of an issue for me because I like Cad and Miller and Megwa, but I didn't want to bench them all. Because then I mean, that's three right backs on the bench isn't ideal. If we could, and his injuries have been an issue with him as well. And consistency, so I'm going to lean with Dave and say move on if we can.
Savage stuff here, boys. Liam, what are you thinking?
Yeah, for me, he's sort of in the same group as Rocky, in that I would be happy for him to be on the bench next season. But I think if an offer was to come in that was going to tempt you, I think you'd have to look at, and it might, because an Australian international now, he's still fairly young. There might be some clubs who think he's kind of well suited to the league. I could see him going down, you know, in the way like Sean Rooney's gone down to Fleetwood after St Johnstone done quite well. I could see him going down to like English League One and being a bit of a sort of flat track bully that does well down there. Having said that, I'd be happy for him to be on the bench.
What are you locking in?
Well, I'll just make it easy and say move on so that we've got a bit of consensus.
Again, what we've not been controversial enough. I reckon that's controversial. Someone's going to see that and be livid. So that's good stuff, boys. That's
I
good.
know one person that'll be livid at that, but let's just do it to get some clicks. So.
Exactly. Meg, well, I'm in the lone camp. I think because well, obviously for me, I've got Cadden starting and Miller on the bench, so I'm comfortable in that. Craig, you said that you were kind of on the fence, so would you have him on the bench?
I would have, but I'd like him to get games. So I think he'll be a better player if he goes out and get games. And if he's good enough, I'd like to see him on loan somewhere in the Premiership as well. And then next season, maybe if he's progressed as well, come back and play Hibs.
Nice. Dave?
Yeah, the loan thing is the right thing to do, definitely. And it needs to be somebody who's going to play it. And I would like him to play at a slightly higher level in Airdrie, just to make sure that's not his level. Because he's excellent at Airdrie just now. And my worry is that when you put him up a level, he struggles. So yeah, if we can get him in a traditional bottom six team for next season, i.e. not Hibs, then let's see how he gets on with a team like that.
Someone like Dundee or St Mirren.
Are you going to lock that in as well, Liam?
I'm happy enough with it.
I'll kick off with Joe Newell. So my thinking is, you know, I like Joe Newell, but I think for where Hibs want to be, I would say bench. I think that central midfield is a position in which, if you bring in the right players, then you can very easily look at third in the league. And I think that Joe Newell, bar the COVID season, hasn't achieved that. So yeah, for me, I'd happily see Joe Newell on the bench.
I know the way your mind works, Harry, because we've been podcasting long enough, right? And you about 3 players ago, you were looking in the list. I better say something controversial soon, just to keep it interesting. And you're like, oh, and I know you've shared your views or your frustrations, I suppose, but you fairly recently. So I think I kind of knew that's where you were going. I think he's a starter still for me personally.
Craig,
start.
Is that just to annoy Bex, or is that?
No, I'm unhappy with you, Harry. That's outrageous. I think that I just die. He's starter. Yeah, in fact, he's captain for me.
If
I would bench him as well. And the reason the reason I'm saying that is that I think we might get better in for next year, and I like him because I think he's again another consistent player, but in a position that's really important, I think we could improve on it. Somebody like Luke McEwen or something like that.
You've kind of summarised my thoughts, and then the problem for me is like, why captain? Why captain? Like, I think he's good in the dressing room and stuff, but I think there's been so many opportunities in which you would have expected Joe Newell to kind of step up and actually like take the reins and lead the team. Like, one that jumps to mind is the Sean Maloney game at Hampden where we got beat off Hearts and he got stupidly sent off. Like, two bookings for a leader in the dressing room for me is like, yeah.
That is a bad moment in his career, to be fair. But I think even he knew that, and he kind of acknowledged it as well after. But I think I remember one game away at Livingston, in particular. I think I want to say it was last season, and obviously, as usual, the atmosphere was absolutely bouncing there, so you could hear exactly what the players were saying. And our team is so quiet, but the only one that I could hear sort of shouting and instructing and orchestrating our team, orchestrating is a kind word, but was Joe Newell. I just love him. I think he's class. I think he's, for me, he's about as good a midfielder as what we're going to get and keep. What I mean by that is he's not so good that he's going to move on for Hibs, but he's not so bad that that we need to move him on, if you know what I mean. So no, for me, he's a starter.
As I said, just to confirm, like, in no way do I not like Joe Newell or respect him as a player. I'm just kind of in the same mindset of Dave as in the sense that I think that with the investment we've got in, there's likely better options that we could recruit. So in an ideal world, I'm sure we would all agree if we can have Joe Newell on the bench, then we've probably done a really good job of recruitment, so we'd probably all be very happy.
Absolutely. If he's on the bench, then that's because we've got a better midfielder in there. So I'll take him on the bench if we get better. But I think he is a starter for me.
Doyle Hayes, just due to injury problems, I'm kind of leaning into the move on. Is anybody see the value in benching?
I'm not leaning into moving on. He has to
Dave
move
fitting
on.
it. Okay. Dave.
He may even be retired more than move on, to be honest, which is unfortunate for the laddie, but it wasn't his fault that some maniac ex-manager basically wrecked his career.
Do you think there's a potential lawsuit coming down
Apparently
the
not.
tracks? No.
Apparently
Okay.
not.
Okay. It would be bench for me, to be honest, but I would go with the consensus.
No, that's okay. We've still got this consensus, don't you worry. Josh Campbell, bench for me, easy bench. I think he's the epitome of. I said to Liam the other day in a group chat, I think that Alex Gogic is the exact type of player we don't want to need, but probably do in the sense, and I think Campbell fits that well in the sense that, like, he's a good player that if you need a different dynamic or if you need a bit of energy towards the end of a game, I think he's good to have. And he's the type of guy in training as well, I think that he'd push everybody else to like actually have to put an effort in. So for me, I think Josh Campbell's a good player to have around the squad. Like, if we had a squad option instead of bench, I would have him as squad. But yeah, for me, I wouldn't want to see Campbell move on. Dave, come to you first on Campbell.
Did you see his thing when they gave him his 100 and it's given him the his 100 shirt, right? 100 appearances. And he's like, Josh Campbell, I don't know what position I play. Right. And I thought that was just spot on, right? And that's as much as a hindrance to his kind of take on with the Hibs fans as anything else, I think, right? He's just so versatile. He can play in a pretty much every position on the pitch. In fact, he'd probably be better in goals than Marshall most weeks. But for me, you saw when he came on at the weekend, he was just all involved, got a little bit more extra energy in the middle of the park, and just what looks really simple to people watching it was a really intelligent piece of play just to head that ball on for the third goal. It was a really super bit of play, and I think he's massively underestimated as far as his ability is concerned, just because he's so versatile. I think he's a really good player, and I mean, a bench player, right? But that's not anything against him. I think he's a very, very good player, and I would have him in the Hibs team, Hibs squad, until the end of time.
Based off the fact that we're moving on Paul Hanlon and Lewis Stevenson, I don't think that's quite true, but I like the concept. I like the concept. Craig, what are you saying to Josh Campbell?
I agree with everything Dave said there. Definitely a bench player, but I think he's one of these guys that he'll go through a spell in about the season where he'll have a run of a few games starting in the team, and then he'll maybe fall back out onto the bench, come on a few times, and then he'll score a couple goals and get back into starting 11. So no, I'm well happy for he's the definition of a squad player. He's who you want.
Liam, anything different to that.
Nah, bench, happy with that.
Nice. And also, boys,
oh my
we've
God.
we've got the grand reveal of how many centre mids we've got.
I don't even think
14.
I don't think that's the ball, to be honest. I think there's more than that.
Well,
We're probably missing a few of the younger players, I think, but which is
that's
no
what we've
bad
got
thing.
noted down. 14 centre mids. Jesus. And one out on loan who I think's had a kind of patchy loan spell from what I've been made aware of. I don't really follow it as much as other people do. Ewan Henderson, spelt with a W. Craig, Ewan Henderson?
Move on. Seen enough. Unconvinced.
Fair. Liam, same boat.
I think that Belgian club have got an option to buy, haven't they?
Aye.
I hope they exercise it.
I assume you're same boat as well, Dave.
Yes, I think European football at that level suits them.
Yeah. It's a shame because he's one of those players that we've had a few of over the years that you think if he kind of bulked out a bit and got a bit of physicality about his game, he could probably have done a bit more for us. Like Ollie Shaw also springs to mind. But yeah, he was just a bit flimsy, wasn't he? But moving on to someone who's not flimsy and maybe lacks a bit of finesse about his game, Kenna. Liam, I've not come to you first in a while. What do you think of Kenna?
I think early in his loan spell at Shrewsbury, he was doing quite well, like well enough for me to think that maybe he was worth coming back and giving him a chance. But things seem to have changed. I don't know what's changed, but he's not playing as regularly for them now.
A new manager.
A new manager, because they were he was performing high across quite a lot of metrics, like interceptions, you know, recoveries and all that sort of stuff. He's falling out of favour. I'd be kind of tempted to assess him in pre-season, but I'll be honest, I think a lot of people's minds, probably mine included, are kind of already made up, and that sort of first bad performance that he has when he comes back would probably be enough for people to decide to move him on. So I think just hedging bets, I'd say move on.
Rip off the band-aid. I'll agree with that. I really liked him when he was here. I thought he seemed like a nice kid more than anything else, but there's a few stinking performances. I think the goal we conceded away to Livingston when he played, I think people are just kind of scarred from that. Craig, Dave, any differing opinions?
No, not really. Like you say, I didn't mind him, but I don't think he's shown enough in the time that he has been in the team, which obviously wasn't tons.
When's he contracted though? He's got another couple of years.
I'm sure he's at least one more. I'm not
one,
sure
yeah,
if
I think it's
he's
one.
Got two. I think it's one more.
Yeah, I'd probably be tempted to loan him. I like the idea of bringing him back into training and see how he gets on with in Monty's world, but I don't think he's mobile enough to play, because when he came in initially, it was going to be like a really bog standard, standing still DM that just breaks up play, right? Slightly better than the other one we had. But there's a potential for him to play as a centre-back as well. That's the only other thing I think that Hibs might look at, that he's a potential centre-back. But
do you really want
no.
to go through the period of trying to bleed him into that position, though, and get him ready and get used
well,
to it and
only
him figuring
because
it out for a year?
Only because we don't have any, but it looks at it. So we may as well just use him. No, I think if we could loan him out, I would do that and see how he gets on. But I think we might see it. It would be a loan to a view to getting him moved, I think.
Tate, are we all agreed? Move on.
Yeah, I think he's done quite well at Falkirk in the second loan spell of the season. I think they're quite Falkirk fans are quite happy with him. Maybe they're happy enough with him that we might get a very small bit of dough. But I would move him on.
I think we'll give him for free and then we'll get a sell on.
I think
a classic Benke.
I think if anything, doing well for Falkirk is more of a reason to move him on, because they don't deserve any good things. Triantis, Craig, Big Nectar.
It's a difficult one, that, because when he was at defensive mid, actually, I really liked him. I thought he was very good. If he was going to cost us anything, I wouldn't bother. Or like cost us anything significant, I wouldn't bother. Move on.
Right in there from Craig. Dave?
Move on.
Oof.
Just
Liam?
Move on.
So I'm going to mix it up here because the colours are too similar. No, I'm joking. I think as a like rotation option off the bench and kind of coming into games where we could do with a big tall guy to annoy people in the middle of the park, I think he's a better version of Jago. And I think it's good to have players like that in and around the squad. So again, it's kind of similar to Campbell in the sense that I wouldn't be starting him too many games, but I think he's probably a good player to have in and around. Amos, I'll start with move on just because he's had injury problems his whole career and he's came to Hibs and had injury problems. And we've had too much heartbreak with good players that aren't very active in games. Liam, thoughts on Amos?
Based on nothing other than the flashes I saw of him, I actually quite like the look of him. I'm going to say bench, but I wouldn't be hugely surprised if he manages to get fit and stay fit if he starts next season.
Dave?
Yeah, bench as well, just because I haven't seen enough of him. I was disappointed he wasn't in the squad at the weekend after Hibs telling us he was ready to be in the squad. I wish they wouldn't do that. So hopefully he will be in the squad the next few games and we'll start seeing something of him.
And Craig?
Bench, but hoping he's not going to be one of these Kyle McGinnis, Jake Delhaize, injured every time he sneezes, guys.
Okay. Moving on to Del Ferrier. I would say loan. I think he's looked okay in games that we've seen him, but I still don't think. What, how old is he? 21, 22?
I'd guess 22, 23.
No. I'll still stick with loan. I'm happy with loan. Liam, you were last to speak. What do you think?
I would say the words you used earlier, you described someone as he seems like a lovely guy. And I think Del Ferrier seems like a lovely guy. And I
Get
really
him booked
like
in
the vibes.
hospitality.
I really liked his the vibes. I thought he put up some nice posts on social media on Instagram and the artist formerly known as Twitter. But I would move him on.
Dave.
Move on.
Craig.
Move on.
Oh,
He's just part. He was
boys.
part of that whole B team development squad nonsense that we did, right? Which is just. That's why we're in the position we are. But all these players were saying, move on.
Yeah, we got a lot of red here, boys. We've got a lot of red. But someone that's definitely not going to be red. This is great. Nathan Mariah Welsh. Woo-hoo. Okay, we'll work on that. Craig, coming to you, Mariah Welsh.
Bouncing between start and bench, but I lean towards start. I've still probably not seen enough of him on the ball to determine whether he's actually like a sort of handy footballer. I think he's all blood and thunder. That's clear. But I'll say start. I'll say start.
Dave.
I think Craig's spot on what he says about him as well. I really like him as a player. He is all action, he is all blood and thunder, but he can't give the ball away. He has to improve on that. There was a couple of times at the weekend he could easily play it out to the other side and didn't look. That was quite frustrating. So he's got a lot of learning to do, but for me, he'd be a start next season and hopefully turn into a proper decent player.
And Liam, just before I get your opinion, blood and thunder, that's cracking, isn't it? I like that description of a player. That is superb work from Craig.
Yeah, I like a bit of blood and thunder. He's my type of player. I like all the energy as Craig's brother Mike likes to point out. I like a midfielder with athleticism. So he's my guy for athleticism in the centre of the park. He's definitely a starter for me. I think he'll improve quite a lot as a result of playing quite a lot of games as well.
Yeah, we're very unanimous. Bex is twisting and squirming, watching us back because she gets very frustrated because his range of passing can be inconsistent, to be kind to him, and not very good at worst. But yeah, no, I think he's spot on. I think his players that we get down south that are typically good enough to play here tend to have that physicality about them that you don't really get in the Scottish League. So if we can kind of train him up and be a bit better on the ball consistently, I think we've got a really, really good player there. And it.
Can we just talk about how hard Bex is to please when it comes to Hibs players?
Oh
Because
my
is there a
God,
single player
honestly.
on this list that she rates? Doesn't like Niels, doesn't like
She
Amos,
likes
doesn't like Mariah Welsh.
she likes a beta. A beta's good.
Well, one of the 43. That's good.
And she
She's
loves
mad about
Scott
Tavares.
Allen. Oh no, poor when Tavares is on, Bex is out. But we can do a whole podcast on Bex's Hibs opinions. We should get her on one day. Anyway, Rudy Milotnikov, are we in agreement? Loan the boy out.
Yeah. I think so.
Div?
Just in case he's listening, I will say start, but yeah, I would loan him out.
Nice.
I've got a personal connection to him, so I like him very much, and I'm hoping he'll eventually be a starter for Hibs.
You know what's remarkable about him, Dave, and you'll appreciate this, is I know he's only 17, but he's already built like a footballer.
He was like
Like
that when he was 10 year old.
he's got the, now forgive
It's
me,
mental.
talk about a young man like this, but he's got the rear end of a footballer. Like he just looks like he's just built to play
And
the game.
the thighs. He's
Yeah.
built like a rugby player, like a scrum half, and he's in the lower
Aye.
body, right? And he's just an absolute unit. And just hopes
Aye.
he can, I hope he can turn it into being a starter in due course. But he needs a loan where he's going to play again. We've sent to Stirling, who are like struggling about getting relegated. So they're bringing him on for like 2 minutes at the end of games and stuff. Just seemed a really odd thing to do, unless it's just to get experience of the dressing room and senior players and that kind of stuff. But just an odd move for him.
Craig Dillon Levitt.
It's a difficult one, that. It is a difficult one. It's, for some reason, he's become extremely unpopular amongst the sport. I don't think he's been anywhere near as bad as what he's, or is anywhere near as bad a player as what he's been made out to be. I think he needs to play higher up than he has been. I think he'd be, through no fault of his own, obviously. I think he plays, gets played a wee bit too deep. I'm gonna stick with my. I was absolutely buzzing when he signed for Hibs in the summer there. Like I thought, oh, we've got the next guy here. I'm gonna say start. I've got a midfield three ready to go.
Oh my God, no recruit.
Controversial, but
Wow, goodness, very controversial there. Dave, what are you saying? Dylan Levitt.
I really liked him when he came in as well. I think he struggled a bit with the pace of our midfield. And when he plays further back, when he loses the ball, he can't recover. So yeah, I agree. He should be playing slightly further up. I mean, he's not a 10 in a million years for me,
No, I
right? And
don't
he's
think
good
he's
at
not a
breaking
10.
lines, all the rest of it, yeah. But if you're going to put him anywhere, you put him in Newell's position. That's the only problem. So yeah, for me, he's bench. He's bench. And I've liked him coming off the bench in the last few games when we've been up against tighter teams. So I think he's just playing games like that.
Nice. William, talk to me.
I think you could make a case either way. I think he's a player who's definitely good enough to start. It's just, can you find a place for him in the team to start? So I think on that basis, bench, but if you, I'll be honest, that judgment feels harsh based on the ability of the player.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, I reckon bench. I reckon kind of same argument for me as John Yule, in the sense that I think that realistically we probably can get better, but I think he's just got a ping on him. And it annoys me that he's never really in positions to actually utilize it, because I think he's the type of player that you could see scoring like 7 to 11 goals a season. I think he's got that in the locker, but he just doesn't really get himself in those positions often enough. All right, I'm gonna start off, and everybody look at Dave's face. I'm gonna say, for him to be a permanent player at Hibs, I think we could probably get two players for the volume of wages. So I would say move on for Emiliano Marcondes. I think if we're talking strategically for building a squad, I would say move on. Dave, your retort.
Break the bank. Honestly, it's like, so he's 29, right? He's probably, assuming he gets a full pre-season without any issues and all the rest of it, right? I think he could be even better next year when we've got better players next to him. So yeah, if we can get him, I would 100% get him. And I totally get the whole thing, oh, he gives the ball away and all that kind of stuff. Great players give the ball away all the time. Watch it every week, because they're trying things that other players don't try. So he's not there just to do safe pass, 50%, all the rest and bollocks. All the wee twists and turns, everything he does wrong. Gave the ball away yesterday and he almost scored, right? But then 2 minutes later he was in little back heels that we should have scored from. So yeah. Long way of saying I would love him to stay. I'm not sure if he will.
Liam.
I was one of those who really got excited and really talked him up when he first came and trusted I and that. Like I was probably a bit over the top now in hindsight with some of my praise for the kind of player he is. I still really like him. I still think he's a really good player. I'm not sure the way we play or the league will get the very best out of him, and for that I'll have to say move on.
Craig, what are you saying?
There's only two options with him, obviously.
Yeah.
Bench and loan isn't an option. I'd pro I mean, if you get him, he's a starter, but I'd move him on and spend the money on the defense.
Yes, that's my director of football right here, boys. Craig McCurdy. Dave, seeing that red's probably the worst moment of your life. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, he's allowed to be wrong.
He's one of the best players in the squad, though, to be fair, but
He has on ability, probably the best, to be honest, on ability. But
and to be fair, I did suggest if we get rid of one of the players who's on 15 grand a week, then we can spend that on two good centre halves. The only thing, we don't pay any money for Mackay just now, so we'll be paying, if we keep him, we're going to spend 15 grand on him. Yeah, so
there's other high earners on the squad that I'd move on before I would not spend 15 grand on getting Mark Condes, if that makes sense.
because can I just say, for my argument re Newell, like, in theory, if Newell wasn't there, then I'd like rather have Marc Condes in the squad. So that's what I'm saying. Obviously, we're not gonna, like, you have to break the bank to sign players like Marc Condes, but if that's the type of player we can attract with the deal we've got with Bournemouth, then that's the type of players that I think would start. So I'm just trying to justify myself again before people get angry with me. But Murray Aitken, are we just saying loan? And anybody any differing opinion?
I think he's had a really hard time injury. Looks like he's missed most of the season for Airdrie. I'd be tempted maybe just to move him on. Harsh as that sounds. Nah, loan him. That's really harsh. I was just doing it to be controversial. And no one really cares.
Dave,
I'm not
Craig.
getting any rise out of Dave.
No, I would loan him back to Airdrie. I think
Interesting.
he's with he's I think he's with the right manager. Play the right style of football. I think if we can stay fit there, then there's definitely a player there.
What about if they get promoted, though?
Then he can't play against us, so that's great.
Hey. All right, well, boys, we're moving into the final third of the pitch. And so far, we've got one, two, three, four starters out of everybody so far. So
They got four starters. Who are the four starters?
we've got Cadden, Obita,
Yeah.
Newell, and Mariah Welsh.
Okay.
Yeah, so
Okay.
it's a glowing report, this.
yeah, we've got two centre backs and two full backs. All right, so we're sorted, guys. We're cooking with gas. The recruitment have got a very easy job for the next season. Starting with Dan McKay. Why did we sign him? I would move him on. But I don't know why we signed him in the first place if he was just going to instantly go out on loan. So that's my opinion. Not any slight on the boy, but he just probably should never have been signed by Hibs in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, the only way it could have really worked at worst is if he was a centre midfielder and he could have been our 15th centre midfielder on the list. Yeah, he's move on. I don't think we need to debate that, do we?
Yeah, he didn't even, he ended up losing his place at Livingston throughout the season, didn't he? We love a comeback arc, but Tavares just isn't it. Are we all in agreement that Tavares, bye bye.
It was good banter when the comeback, but get him out.
He had like three good games, one of which was actually an okay game, and then apart from that, he's been pretty naff all season. However, Dave does say that very smart, intelligent players lose the ball a lot, so he's got that in the locker, and Dave, even Dave, can't deny that. So, yeah.
Keeps raging.
I don't even want to talk about him. Maybe we want to
Yeah, no, we'll move
Ellie,
on
please.
to. So, can I just say, this boy being a controversial figure for Hibs summarizes how fucking stupid and idiotic Hibs fans are. Ellie Yuan is exciting. He scores and assists goals. Stop fucking hating him. And see if you're saying something stupid enough on social media for Ellie Yuan to tell you to shut up. Shut the fuck up. That being said, I'd have him as a starter. I'd have him as a starter. I think that over the summer, hopefully, I think he's been improving and I think he'll keep improving. So hopefully come the start of next year, especially if he gets to stat pad against lower league teams, which in theory we should be doing next year, in the League Cup group stages, incoming 3-0 defeat to Stenhouse Muir. Ellie Yuan's hopefully good enough to be a starter for Hibs. Craig, come to you next. Ellie Yuan.
Start.
Woo! Dave.
Start.
Get in there. I got another starter, boys. We're up to five. Liam, is he starting for you or a bench player?
You painted a really nice image in my head of Elliot, just letting Elliot, you and Cook against Stranraer in the League Cup in July this season. Like, I can't wait to be sun beaming down away at Stranraer and Elliot, you and just absolutely terrorising some poor right back who's just come back for 2 weeks in Magaluf. I'm all over that. Start him just for that alone.
Get
in Instagram
there.
Reel will be glorious.
Oh, Jesus, can you imagine?
Hey, and then a guy who, in my opinion, has actually put less effort in this season, but doesn't seem to be called lazy for whatever reason. Martin Boyle, for me, just because of the contract that he's on, probably start. The thing is, for me with Boyle, I think there's still a very, very good player there. But I just think, I don't even know what it is. I think after the last injury, kind of lost a little bit of his speed. Because I think he just kind of had this like ridiculous pace. Like, you know, when we sold him and he was on that like streak of dominance before he actually moved on, I thought he was really, really good. And he's not really been quite the same player since coming back. But I'll shut up. Dave, what do you think, Martin Boyle?
I would sell him. Move on. There you go. There's your controversy. He's on a very decent wage, from what we're led to believe. And if you're on that kind of level of wage, then you should be a starter every week without doubt. And I don't think he is a starter every week without doubt anymore. So I think he's maybe got one move left in him. I think he's got potential to maybe move somewhere else at this kind of level, or maybe abroad somewhere. So if we can get that, see, I don't know, half a million, million quid for him, then I'd be tempted to move him on and use the wages elsewhere.
Fair. Liam?
I totally agree with Dave. I think he's 31 years of age. His main asset is his pace. In your 30s, I can vouch for your pace does start to go a wee bit, especially if you had very little of it in the first place, in my case. But I think he's had serious injuries as well. Two serious knee injuries, which I think will have impacted him. I think if we were to get an offer from a potentially like an A-League club or something to take him off our hands, that was a decent wage. I look forward to David McBee telling me every Friday and Saturday morning how good a player Martin Boyle looks while he's playing for the Newcastle Jets or the Melbourne
Victory.
We look forward to waking up to those messages. Jokes, I'll already be up.
And Craig?
I start him. Start him. I think he's for me, he's got more than enough credit in the bank. I agree, obviously, he's not been at his best this season. He has had, obviously, the injuries as well, which is a concern. Like you say, at his age, getting those serious injuries. But I've still seen enough from Boyle this season when he's been in flashes. And I think if he can be a wee bit more consistent, then I'd still have him as a starter for me.
Dave, any wiggle room on that? Are you adamant? Get him out, Sharon.
No, because we're only going to start three of them, right? And the third one is going to be Melida.
It's impossible to get him, though.
It's never impossible.
Well, you know what, Craig? Just because of that comment, nothing's impossible when it comes to the cabbage. All right, move, get him out. Fuck off.
Oh, no.
And let's just do, if possible, you guys don't have to speak for this section. Get that green. What a boy. Let's speak about Mizzy and Malida. First of all, what a fucking name. Second of all, the boy's gravy. See what annoys me? The boy is gravy. People used to say that Jimmy Jago was gravy.
I knew that was coming.
No, this boy here, Malida, when someone says to be gravy, boom, he's in the head. Dave, talk to me about him.
I like him. I'm not as crazy about him as other people are, right? I do really like him, right? I think he does some brilliant, brilliant stuff. And just like Mercondes, he can give the ball away a lot as well. My only doubt about him is his questionable kind of Under Armour long johns that he's been wearing in the last few games. Well, like French bloomers or something. I don't know what the hell is going on. And that just shouldn't be allowed. I would fine him for that and tell him if he doesn't start wearing just shorts, then he's probably going to get put on the bench. There you go. But yeah, good player. Good player. A player that gets you off your seat, as they used to say. And that's always good.
That's a Liam phrasing coming to you, Liam.
I would just take this opportunity to do a big massive fucking told you so. If you look back to the episode where he was announced to the signing, I said he was going to be a player. Ewan Wilson was giving it the I'm not sure about that. And he's turned out to be a fucking player. So I would start him. And to be honest, to use the term break the bank, if there was a player in this list that I would break the bank for, it would be him.
He's probably the only one we'll have to as well, eh? Because he's the only one that's under a contract that we're going to have to spend big money on to get, right? You would think they're going to look for 3 or 4 million quid or something,
I think Hertha Berlin have got financial problems, have they not?
eh?
So I think, and given what their manager said about him and his attitude, they've already reduced the value of the player by doing that. You know, if a manager comes out and slates a player, you kind of, unless there's a change in the hierarchy at the club, you kind of assume the player's got no future at the club. So I would think that he would be gettable for less than that, to be honest. But what do I know? Maybe Bournemouth could sign him and just punt him on loan to us. I'd take that.
Right, Foley, we know you're listening somewhere. Get that. That's a good idea. Do that. Craig, talk to us, my leader. Woof.
Ah, love him. What a player. Obviously, if it was possible, him and Yuan starting together with a certain striker that will come up to up top. If they're starting all three of them, I think we win more games than we lose. But I'd also just like to throw back to his first game. I believe that was Rangers at home, was it?
Was it not Celtic? Was it Celtic? Or no, it was Rangers.
Nah,
No, Rangers.
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 Home.
Fans were
And
hammering
then
them.
the we had the usual sort of MacArthur clear early judgment going on that one, I believe. I can't
I
remember
don't
who
think
it was.
that's right. I don't think
I
that's
can't believe
right.
no, I can't believe if it was yourself. I said
Oh,
MacArthur.
MacArthur. Oh, Bex. Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair.
I believe one of the phrases was that's one of the worst Hibs players I've seen after his debut. So don't want to dig anybody in particular out too much, but
Aye.
yeah, shut up.
Bex is getting ro she's actually oh wow. Random one. I like his versatility as well. We don't really speak about it enough because obviously he's known for his wing play, but even mind the goal against Kilmarnock away where we were struggling to do anything attacking and we just punted it up. He brought it down and bang, that's underrated as one of the goals of the season, by the way. That was class.
Amazing what happens when you actually play the ball towards defenders and make them try and defend something. Sometimes you get lucky.
And just to say, last time I promised that I'm going to dig out my sister on this podcast, but one player that she actually has a liking for is next, Harry McCurdy. I think I know the answer for all of us. If it is possible, I think he's going to be in the move on category.
Is he
What a name.
already back up here?
He's injured.
Aye.
So he's I thought they said he was training, but I don't think he was even training. I think he's just at HTC and golfing, obviously, because we were short of players for the golf day. So they brought him
Oh
up for
well,
that.
we got a value for money of them.
But Bex could buy him. You'd probably get him for about a tenner for Ibs and Everton. So just Bex and buy him, just keep him in the garden or something. Or maybe work as a developer on one of our projects or something.
Oh no. Yeah. The one thing I'll say in his defense is he was absolutely robbed of a last minute winner away to Aberdeen.
He was, aye.
And that would have put him up. But the moment that he killed his whole career for me was when he had two players wide open for a pass at Tiny in the last minute that would have got a finishing above Hearts, and he decided to blast it about 40 yards over. And yeah, we talk about like key moments in a career, and for me that just there's no coming back for that for me. He's just soiled it. Craig,
And
any?
see where we're
Sorry.
digging people out, Harry. When we did this very episode, same episode, but last summer, there was two people on our podcast. But neither of them are no longer here. Who the consensus was between those two people, he just needs a goal.
Was that one of them? No.
No, and I think the person who's moved on is not the person you're thinking about that's moved on.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Two
He
people.
just needs a haircut. That's what he needs.
Yep.
Hey, the person that moved on, or the
What? Possibly.
Well, no comment.
Oh, Christ. No, sorry. There's just forgettable characters. I had to remember who you were meaning there for a second. Yeah, no, Dave, any comments on Harry McCurdy?
No, you've helped me. No, move on.
Runaway. And a shame it's another quick move on. Not on the basis that he's a bad player, but just on the basis we've how many minutes has he played? Like maybe 60 total.
Yeah, I think there's this category, there should be a who category for him.
Who is
Huge
he? Aye?
Question mark.
Very quick.
Never seen a player look so uninterested at half time as him at the weekend. He was like playing, even he's like passing to another player. He was like, he just couldn't be arsed. Just wonder why he's even there. He must have came as part of the deal with Triantes. Maybe he just like he does the cooking in the house with Triantes or something. Yeah. Just doesn't he look interested at all.
Triantis doesn't he strike you as the kind of guy he'd be handy in the kitchen, eh? Like you can't imagine Triantis knocking up a wee beef Wellington on a Sunday night, can you?
Just like, banging his head off the cupboard and stuff and that. And my ender comes in and just gets the pans out and starts knocking
some up. Beef bourguignon.
Jesus Christ. All right, they've talked to me, Adam Alfondra.
This is a tricky one, right? It's really easy, I think, to say, oh, we'll just give him a year. But just looking, he's 37, right? So he'll be 38 in December. It completely depends on how much money is in there. Assuming we can get him on pretty cheap, right? Then I would keep him around for a year because he is handy. He should be starting. And I think we saw that at the weekend. I think he really struggled to be the one up top that was doing all the pressing. But a player that can come on and give you 10, 15 minutes, very intelligent player, can link up play, all the rest of it. So I would probably give him another year as long as we can get him cheap enough.
Craig?
All things being well physically, I'd go along the lines of giving him another year. I said in one of the group chats before that I think he's one that you wait till the end of the season, once it's finished, and maybe into pre-season to assess him. Obviously, age is a massive issue with that, and fitness would be an issue. He has been out. He had a fairly lengthy spell out this season. If he's on any kind of money, I don't know if the pros of that, of him aging and then potentially getting more injuries as well, is worth it. But he has been good when he's come in, and he's well good enough to be on our bench.
Liam?
He's an interesting one because I think it depends at what point in season you ask this question. So even if you go back a few weeks ago, I think me and Ewan had an argument about him or Venti, who's the better option up top. And I was very much of the view that Venti is, and Ewan's very much of the view that Lafondra is. But I think if you look at the last two or three games, I don't think he's been particularly good. He's been particularly productive. Then Venti comes on and scores, not quite instantly, but almost instantly at the weekend there. I think you see what you get from potentially a younger option. I would keep him around because I think he's one of those ones who will be good in moments on the pitch that will be important. And I think he does seem like a good character to have around for maybe some of the younger players to learn from. So I'd go to the bench.
Yep, I'm happy with that, and I agree with that as well. I don't think at any point I agreed to have Lafondra over Venti. I do think that was a bit of a weird one from Ewan. I'm still adamant that we would be top six if we'd started Lafondra away to Ross County. I still think that was Montgomery's strangest tactic pre-game that he's made. But speaking of which, Dylan Venti, I didn't realise how, is he not contracted till like 2027?
Yeah, I've been on a long contract because we paid a big fee for him. So,
aye. I'll kick off, start. I know I've very controversially said that he was a red signing so far, but I did also say in that that was only for at that moment in time. I think that he's got potential, as we saw at the weekend, to be a very, very good striker for Hibs. And I don't know if it's building the attack around him or just saying to him, you're not allowed to be more than 35 yards away from the opposition goal at any given time, because I think he's a good player that's just like a more fox in the box type striker that we don't really get to see much of in the Scottish game these days, and I think that he can be just that. So I love Dylan Venti, and he's a starter for me. Liam, take it away.
Start for me. I think if he is fit for the vast majority of next season, I think he'll get 20 league goals next season.
Dave?
Yes, start. I don't think he's a fox in the box, actually. I think he's a lot more than that. I think he's a lot better than people give him credit for. And the whole thing about him going deeper and deeper, and they had to do that because there was no one else in that position. We didn't have Marcondes at the time, and assuming we put someone else in that more natural 10 position, then he will be where he was when he came on at the weekend, and he'll score goals. And 20 a season? Yep.
But do you not
No
think Fifi
problem.
did play as a fox in the box type striker, as in like try and have his primary responsibility and his secondary responsibility getting shots away at goal in and around the box? Do you not think that'd be where he'd be most effective?
But I think he'll pick the ball up a lot more on the outside of the box than he will around the 6 yard line, right? Now, I agree with you. Whenever there's a ball coming across from somebody getting to the byline and just kicking back from there, then he should be round about that six penalty spot, all the rest of it, right, to knock it in. But you saw at the weekend his ability when he's just on the line with the defenders, he's got the pace to get past defenders in line with them. So yeah, for me, he's more than a fox in the box. He will score 20 goals, no problem.
I'm always happy to be educated. Craig, on you go.
100% agree. He's the starter. He's my starting striker. I guess it's actually a really well-rounded striker. I think he'll bring more than just the 20 goals. I think he'll get the if we're playing well, he'll get more than 20 goals. He'll get 20 goals and then some assists as well. I think he had that quite a lot of assists at his last club. But I think part of the reason we've not seen the absolute best out of Venti in some of the games he's been playing is because he's been asked to play a deeper role because of the deficiencies in other areas of the team. And I think if he's able to play as a striker, then we'll see the best out of him.
Nice. We probably should have saved that for last because that would have been a really rosy one and happy one to end it on. However, we do have one more, and that is Josh O'Connor. I don't actually have my answer. I'm going to base my answer off one of you guys. Dave, you tend to know what's going on with the young boys around the team. What are you saying to O'Connor?
That sounds really dodgy to me, but just for the record, I don't know what's going on with the young boys around the team. I don't hang in with the Block 7 chaps or whatever it is.
Oh, really? I'd you
No, that's
pegged as
not
a
me.
proper Block 7 man, no?
Dave
I'm
was a
not
Section 43 OG kind of guy, I
that.
think.
I'm not that old guy at the front. That's definitely not me. No. It's a. It, I think Josh. I think he has to be moved on, which is disappointing because of his background and all the rest of it. But and I think he scored plenty of goals at youth level. I'm just not sure if that's going to take him into top level football. So I would probably move him on, and hopefully he comes back, and I will eat my words. And I'm sure his dad will be ready to abuse me if he sees me in the Albion bar or something, which is fine, absolutely fine.
Liam, onto yourself.
I think there's almost no risk to just letting him go on loan for another season. He needs to play more games. He's not played a lot for Airdrie this season. I think he has played. He's played sort of wide right. I would like to see him loan, probably to a similar level. And if he absolutely pulls cheese up, then maybe bring him back the following season with a view to, you know. I just don't think I don't think there's gonna be a huge amount of takers for moving him on. In any case, I think a loan, but a loan with a view to him playing more games next season would be the right thing to do.
Craig, you've heard two arguments. What are you saying?
Don't disagree with both, to be fair. I don't really sit strongly on either side of it. I'm going to lean towards any of them. I'd say loan again for the same reasons as Liam. Don't really think there's any harm in that.
Hey, I'm happy with that as well. And just one more. We're going to do Block 7's megaphone. And we're gonna say move
Oh, you fucked it.
on.
You
There we
I
go.
never hear them. I
Oh no,
never
the
hear Block 7.
Block 7, fine. Their megaphone makes me cringe every time to this day. Move it on. All right, it's gone. Gone.
Disagree with
Capiche?
Block 7's fine.
No, Block 7's
Yeah.
fine. It's their megaphone I'm
Oh,
after.
part of being a singing section is that you get all of them singing. Half
I
of them
like the
don't sing.
megaphone. I like the megaphone
Mate, have you heard
personally.
the whole what you got? Do you like police siren noises and that? It's cringy. I'm though for it, like move it on, get it out, Sharon.
Like
But
the
blocks.
one you used to put on your BMX back in the day. You press a wee button and it plays differently. Oh, that's a fucking brilliant.
Literally is, honestly. They'll be in the middle of LALALAO, and then I'll just hear like, wee! I'm like, what? Shut up.
Harry,
But
can I
see,
ask you to do me a wee favour just for the
what you got?
aesthetics? Can you
Yeah.
put the view to like a smaller percentage just so we can see the amount of
So I can see it
reds?
all.
So we can see it all on the one sheet.
See all
I don't want
the.
to make it too small for people to actually read it. Oh
Oh,
my God,
you
look
can
at that
actually still see
red.
that. Jesus.
See all the other young guys, the other young guys that we've not got on this list, right? That's what I was thinking. There was more midfielders because you've got Ruben McAllister, you've got the other McIntyre, Jacob.
The reason I didn't include them, Dave, was just purely from a point of view of like it needed to be guys that were either first team and had played and then gone out on loan. Or I know Jacob McIntosh played once, and I think Ruben McAllister maybe played in pre-season a couple of times, but they had to have at least appeared for the first team before they went out on loan. So apologies if I've missed anyone off, but I didn't.
No, no, that's fine. I get you. I get into,
we could have gone into treble figures, I think, if we'd included all the youngsters.
So
I would
just,
I would still loan them all out anyway. I think they loaned out and we needed to be playing.
So I skimmed over it very quickly. And in terms of moving on, we had 19 in terms of loan. So as in not playing for the club next season, we had a further, was it 9? So that brings us up to 28. And then Benj, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then we've got 6 for the bench, and we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And we've got seven starters. All right.
So when we do the transfer episode, then we need to focus on goalkeeper, centre-back. We need another starting centre midfielder. And that's it. We just need to suggest 2 centre-backs for starting caliber players. There you go. Jobs are good.
Boys, we've made your life easy for you. As we've discussed before on the podcast, in terms of moving on players, it's a very easy process. So if they want rid of any of these guys, they'll just click their fingers and they'll be gone. So Ben Kensel, Brian McDermott, anybody else who's involved in that stuff, we've made your life easy for you. Yeah.
I don't know. I've not played in a while, but the option in Football Manager used to be there to offer to clubs when you had a player. Just offer to clubs, and you'll always get an offer for somewhere. Like Al Duhal in Saudi Arabia will come in and offer you 4.2 million for Rocky Bashiri to take him off your hands, or 0.1 million for Dylan Tate. And before you know,
DVG's punting about the place. So get him. Noah Hibbs, but he's at Tavernier and Goldson for Rangers, I think.
Oh, who could we sell? Stephen Gerrard? Boyle maybe could go back to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
So we don't get paid again.
Interesting.
Hey. And who are Hibs playing this weekend, Craig?
Ross County, I think, is it, no?
There we go. Anybody going up to Dingwall?
I was tempted, but then no, the last time I went, we had to turn around, so no. I just know it's going to happen again, so I'm going.
Same boat as me, and also, final question, and we'll actually wrap up. Do you think that we'll finish on more points than the team that finishes 6th in the top half of the table, Dave?
Yes, don't we always? Doesn't the 7th team always end up with more points than the ones in 6th? That's a fucking stupid question, Harry.
It could be competitive. They could all be fighting for it because we're already ahead of Dundee, aren't we?
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah.
We're going to end up 4th.
I wouldn't even surprise you, to be honest.
Take a moral 4th.
Yes, and we should get Europe because of that.
I like it. All right, boys. Well, thank you very much. We've moved on almost 30 players, and we've kept about 12. So that's great. Fantastic stuff. And next week, we'll do something similar. Obviously, as we've touched on, the football action isn't too interesting at the moment. So we'll keep coming with some more fun content. We'll catch you next time. Goodbye.
See ya.
Cheers.
Thank you.